All right, let's start the show because I'm on a time limit. Here we go.
Do we not already?
Well, I didn't do introductions. No, this is the show now. All right, on the count of three. One, ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday, and you know what that means.
It's not.
It's your double dose of ivermectin tonight because this is the second episode of Horse Time going up because we forgot to post last week. It's posted. We're doing another one. What's up, ninjas? My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight with my bottle of, or my glass of Stella Roy's or something. Lavoisier. I don't know. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Also with us tonight, Hunter Hendricks.
That's what they tell me.
That's the rumor.
Supposedly. And you, music lover.
Also with us tonight, the Kaz Man.
What up, y'all?
And
hey, what up, y'all?
Hey,
what up, y'all?
Also with us tonight, Squirty Lotion himself, Tanner Calvert.
Squirty Lotion,
why? Why? Why does the Pikachu behind him look so ominous right now?
What the fuck are you
like,
talking about?
Like he looks like he's gonna. He looks like he's gonna go. What Pikachu?
It's, I don't see it's one back Tanner. There. It's to the right of your Betty White Confederate flag.
Guys, I don't.
All right. Well, that was a fun show, also, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
That's not my name.
I don't know where to go. I'm too tired.
All right.
I'm too tired.
Unhinged. Let's keep going.
Terra Rising.
He made it. He did it.
I need that on a shirt.
Kaz, you got to send me that picture. That's the picture for Horse Time tonight.
That's the picture for Horse Time. Okay. I think we can make that happen.
So real quick, I wanted to devote part of the beginning of the show to address what happened last night on the show and make an apology. I want to apologize for Jesse Kimball for going way too long in the beginning talking about him and Shelby's microphone trouble. Hunter, I don't know if you were paying attention. I re-listened to the show today, and when we said that his mic, her mic was a little low, he then spent the next 5 minutes explaining to us his mic trouble. As we tried to move on and talk about different things, every time he would interrupt and continue to talk about it, and I even listening to it after, I was like, this is going on too long. This isn't even a bit. This motherfucker's just trying to explain to us how microphones work.
I think I was invested in the raccoons at that point. I was too busy just waiting on them to show up.
Yeah, can we talk about you doing
yeah, I don't remember any
night?
Of that. Say that again?
Can we talk about you doing my spot last night?
Yeah, we can talk about how I did it better. Oh.
How racist should I get with this joke?
Not at all.
No!
How about not at all?
Drawing the comparisons between Tanner Calvert live on the phone and Kara. Never mind. I'm done.
We got to get you some anti-glare for those glasses, man.
You know what?
Yeah, that's horrible. That is horrible. You need to remove those lenses like you used to.
I miss those glasses. They broke. I mean,
don't get me wrong. Mine are a little bit too, but it's just the light.
Yeah.
It's just the ring light.
Yeah. I've got, you know, the monitor here with you guys. And then I got the monitor here with all of the, you know, the show stuff running.
Well, and so. You got all your photography stuff in the background in your dark room there with the red light. And I mean, that's just,
I decided to go with red tonight. It's ominous. Like Tanner's Pikachu.
Hang on.
He said hang on, and then he just froze. Okay, there he is. Worried me. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. It's
about that.
Not gonna be a great show tonight because I don't feel good and I have absolutely nothing to talk about. I almost canceled, but I'm like, it's our little get together every Friday night. And even if it's a bad show, people still tune in because they just like to hear us banter.
Unless you caught Tanner at home and not on the riverside.
He was fishing.
Or the woods,
he was fishing
or
down
on
by
the back of a buffalo.
Down by the buffalo. The jazz concert.
Oh, it's the Blues Fest tonight.
Brian Tanner says, I listen, between the mic and the raccoons, I was laughing this morning. We also laughed. We had a good show last night. It was a lot of fun. Surprisingly fun talking about horses. It was horse time, and it was an enjoyable horse situation.
A lot more horse talk yesterday than there seems to be today.
Tomorrow we start the SEMA District Fair. So that's exciting.
Oh, is that the one that has those really cool checks? The demolition derby? Because apparently it seems appropriate.
9/11, baby. That's actually, oh God, now that you mention it.
You know, all you had to do was just share. All you had to do was just show the check. I didn't even have to read it, and I knew exactly where it was from.
Now that you you mentioned it, I forgot that last night I actually did want to talk about 9/11. Because we have never, as far as I know, we have never talked about 9/11 on this show before. We have never discussed it. And with tomorrow being with the 20th anniversary, I was going to talk about it a little bit. WWE, but like, is horse time the appropriate place to talk about 9/11? I can guarantee it's not.
Nothing that gets talked about on this particular show is appropriate.
You want to talk about the demo derby check?
That's
what you're talking about, yeah.
That's what was sparked it. Yeah. Like I said, Shannon, all I needed to see was the picture, and I knew exactly where the fuck it was from.
I got to know what the fuck you're talking about because I have no idea what check.
Hold on. Send me the picture, and I'll pop it up on the screen here.
I got to find it real quick. It was from this morning.
Tanner, while they're doing that, Michaela wants to know what your answer is for your top five horses.
There it is.
I don't know what anybody else answered.
It's fine.
Because I'm going to put it in the Discord.
It don't matter. Right, none of this matters.
Tornado.
It's not a real horse.
That horse doesn't exist.
It was pop culture horses, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, no. Horses? Yeah, but who is it? Who is Tornado? I didn't know who that is.
The horse was Zorro?
Oh, I know him. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
Think of other horses.
Spirit?
Surprisingly, nobody said that.
Yeah. Nobody said that one.
I'm legitimately surprised that nobody said that one.
So far, you're 2 for 2. Give him credit.
Yeah.
Keep going.
The horse from Tangled.
Nah,
got Lindsay that. That one was dead.
Yeah. I think his name was like, his name? Like Hercules Hernandez or Hercules Bones or something? I don't know.
Yep, you hit the battleship. Hercules
Bones.
Keep going. You can't say Chocobo, apparently, according to Shelby.
Well, if you say Chocobo, then I can say Pegasus.
I just said you can't say Chocobos, but someone already said
Pegasus. Technically, Pegasus is a horse.
Jesse said Pegasus.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jesse's first choice.
If you can say Pegasus, you can say Chocobo. I don't...
Oh, I did.
They said because Lindsay said equestrian, and Chocobos run on 2 legs, not 4.
But you pointed out, Hunter, they got those little Jack's arms you can't see.
They got the little ones. They got the little tiny.
Yeah.
Just because they don't hit the ground at all times unless they fall.
Right.
I did it.
Yeah. All right, you got 2 more.
Bullseye from Toy Story. 1 more.
No one said that.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that one didn't get mentioned. I think somebody put that in the comments or something.
Oh, man.
I can't believe I did the historical.
3 out of 4.
He didn't even touch on them.
3 out of 4. He's going good so far.
Give me a second. I'm trying to think here. What was that horse's name?
Get it. No pressure. We're only on a podcast. Dead air is bad.
Stop
Come
it.
On.
Fuck.
We can't allow silence because people don't watch the video.
Yes, can you get me an anxiety meter for him real quick, please? Just catching upward.
Slowly going up and up and up and
Silver.
Up. Come on.
Lone Ranger?
Silver. Oh, Lone Ranger. Yeah, I didn't think of that one either.
He went 4 for 5.
Also, if I can't pick Chocobos, if we take Chocobos off the table from last night, I do want to mention Comet. From Briscoe County Jr. I forgot about Comet from Briscoe County Jr. The smartest horse in movie history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about this fucked up looking Tanner. Shit you got here?
Not fucking
Hang on. No. We'll get there in a second. Hang on. Tanner, my first choice was the Trojan horse, and that's where the bit came from where I said there was people in there. That was choice number one. Now, please talk about the demo derby.
This is a thing that happens. It's happening.
Yeah.
They thought this was a good idea.
The word demo
is on it.
Demo is right there.
It's on the building.
I implore you.
I'm surprised. All right.
The optics.
I'm surprised no one mentioned the fact that it says dual demo derby over the Twin Towers.
Oh, yeah.
This is the most awful.
That's the first fucking thing I've seen. Dual demo derby the most on the fucking towers.
Awful, tone deaf,
but
moronic.
Literally the words dual and demo.
On the building.
There should be literally no, like, if you're going to honor 9/11, that's cool, man. 9/11 is a huge moment in my life, like in all of our lives. It is one of the most, you know, infamous. I mean, I broke my heart then, continues to break my heart to this day what happened. If you want to honor it, that's cool. But at no point that should you ever use it for advertising. I saw a wrestling poster. Asa was sharing it, I think. It said, like, remember when. And it had the Twin Towers in
the
background.
That's the name of the show.
This is like,
it's from a show up around Jersey, I think. And they're, the name of their show, because it's happening tomorrow, is Remember When. That's a pro wrestling show.
Fucking,
come on.
Motherfucking.
This is from, go ahead.
Motherfucking Donald Trump is hosting a boxing match on 9/11. From Triller or whatever those fucking bitches are. It's Evander Holyfield versus, I think it's an MMA, old washed up MMA fighter.
Celebrity death match?
Pretty much. They just take celebrities. They're the ones that do like the Jake Paul fights and shit like that. They take the celebrities and they do huge money. And so fucking Trump said he wants to box Joe Biden on 9/11. Are you fucking kidding? You fucking garbage. Jesus,
this is America.
Christ.
This is where we are in America today, where we are glorifying, we are using tragedy as marketing, just because, just like a fucking Kid Rock wearing the American flag on his ass and people calling that a patriotism.
Oh,
literally
Kid Rock,
wiping
who,
your ass.
Extremely privileged.
Literally wiping your ass with the American flag.
Mansion.
Yeah.
And now wants you to believe that he grew up in a trailer park. Yeah.
Toughen it out, man.
Kid Rock.
Toughen it out.
Talk about repurposing somebody's fucking.
I watched a documentary about 9/11 the other day, and it was the moment that the second plane hit, and it was all the various news shows that were covering the first plane and the live reaction of everybody to when the second plane hit, and how, you know, the different angles and shit like that. And like 20 years later, and I got so upset I had to turn it off. It's still bad. So yeah, when I see people using it as an advertising tool for a wrestling show or a fucking destruction derby or a fight on Triller with Donald Trump. Yeah.
Singing. Yeah.
And then WWE put out a documentary today. It's about because WWE was the first entertainment entity to hold a event after 9/11. They did a SmackDown 2 days after 9/11, and they released a documentary today that is behind the scenes of that event and talking to the wrestlers that performed on it. And I really wanted to watch it because that sounded really interesting to me, because that was a huge thing and, you know, ton of patriotism and all that stuff. But it soured to me when I start to think about, this is the same company that has a deal right now with Saudi Arabia that holds events there in the wake of the Khashoggi murders, and that continues to take blood money from Saudi Arabia. So like, your patriotism is stained horribly.
You know what compounds this kind of shit for me, that just like exponentially increases my rage, is I remember vividly that day. I remember vividly the year to follow and how bloodthirsty this country became, and how people like me, I don't want to speak for anybody else out here because I didn't talk to know many of you then, but I was considered the fucking anti-patriotic, horrible heathen that didn't support our troops because I didn't think that bombing Iraq or Afghanistan was a good idea. I was the fucking asshole then.
Well, I had...
And then I see those same people... Sorry, I just need to point this out.
Go ahead.
Those same people that waved their flags and wore their flag underwear and put their fucking shit stains on the flag at that time are now the same ones that are sitting there all about the Taliban and wanting to work with the Taliban and all just hates the country and democracy and all of this. The same motherfuckers. At that time, it took 20 years for them to go full circle.
I was briefly very proud of America after 9/11 because of the way that Americans joined together briefly to mourn. The original mourning period was legitimately like heartwarming because we, you know, people come together to console each other. But I didn't realize at the time how awful it was for pretty much everyone that didn't look like me. Because I have a friend named Abed. Kaz, you know Abed.
Yep. And I remember this story. Yep.
Yeah, Abed was from Jerusalem. And you can imagine how good of a time Abed had after 9/11 for no reason at all, just because of the way he looked. It was then heartbreaking to see how Americans treated people that look like that, especially. And you see it even today when COVID-19 hit. Caleb, you didn't miss the vaccine talk. We haven't talked about it yet, but I am going to tie this into COVID. Even today, you see that with Asian Americans after COVID, the rise in violence against Asians in America because of people like Donald Trump, who called it the China virus, and you know, perpetuated that fucking terrible lie that they created it or whatever. It's funny how history kind of repeats itself over and over again, and it's also, I need more alcohol.
There's not enough.
There's not enough. It's just there's wine, too. I'm going to have to drink like 30 glasses of this to get anywhere near where I need to be tonight.
Well, there's definitely not enough of that.
I think what it comes down to is there's so much fucking misery that no one wants to talk about in this country that the side of the misery has to find other people to hate and shit on to balance their own fucking misery.
I want to talk about something pleasant. On horse.
Yes. Remember when? Let's do that.
Remember
when? Let's pivot.
When horse time used to be the silly show. Pivot. Yeah, it used to be the silly show. We get nuts on here. And like last week, we talked about vaccines the entire show. We've been talking about 9/11 for the past 15 minutes.
You just promised to talk about vaccines again for some reason.
Oh no, I back out of that promise.
Please, yeah. Please do. Yes,
let's back out of that
one. Good man. Anything else, please? You want to talk about why you want a PS5 real bad?
You're never going to get it.
I'm never going to get it. Someone.
God of War.
Shut up, Tanner. We don't need to hear it. I want it.
Not that one. Hunter, tell the good one.
I mean, look, I seen the trailer and I just went.
KOTOR. KOTOR remake.
Yeah. No one cares about that either.
Yeah.
KOTOR remake is correct. Yeah.
Nah.
Here's the thing.
We already knew God of War. Why do you need another one?
Ain't nothing new there. We already knew God of War was coming. There's no new information there. Nobody knew that a KOTOR remake was being even bandied about.
That's true.
And now it's happening.
So they were better
and
than.
And it's also exclusive. Also, neither one or none of us are talking about Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2. Again, we knew that was coming. Real good.
I was just about to say Spider-Man because I saw today an article on IGN. That said, the voice actor for Venom mentions that the size of the game is massive. Do you know who they got to voice Venom in Spider-Man? Fucking Tony Todd, Candyman, is Venom in the new Spider-Man game. Oh, baby. Oh,
that's so good. That is inspired casting. That's a
good
choice. There.
I think that game looks really good, but that KOTOR.
PS5 is breaking me right now because now we're finally. Now, don't get me wrong, Jesse said it too. He's like, great, I don't have to get one until like 2023 because like most of the stuff is not making it next year. But I mean, it's now you're talking okay, God of War, Spider-Man, KOTOR remake, Horizon Zero Dawn sequel.
That Tiny Tina thing looked badass too.
Is that I don't know if that's exclusive. Is that exclusive to PlayStation?
Don't know about that one. But don't forget about Hunter, don't forget about this one.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
The old Insomniac Wolverine game. That looks pretty awesome, and that's probably gonna be exclusive too.
Yep.
And that's the thing. Sony is gonna finally come out with enough stuff that's gonna make me go, I gotta have this.
Ghostwire Tokyo looked crazy. Good lord.
Yeah, it looked really cool too. 3 years ago, the first time they demoed it. I don't know about that one, man. That's been in.
Was that like? Is that going to be another Cyberpunk failure?
I hope not.
I don't know about that, but it's been one of those they've been talking about for years now. And then misses a couple E3s, and then it comes back, and then it misses a couple more.
To be fair, any good game you're not going to make in a year.
Not unless you were truly inspired. That's
the guy who made Stardew Valley.
Yeah, but look at Stardew Valley compared to everything we're talking about right here. You can literally make Stardew Valley in a month.
You just said good game. You didn't say a expensive game.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
That's right.
So, on that conversation, let me bring this point up. I've seen games that took a year to make are fantastic, and I've seen games that have taken 6 years to make that are not that good.
Tanner, name one game that took a long time to make that wasn't good. Name one. Why are you flipping me off? I'm just saying,
in comparison, in the same franchise, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood took a year to make. They rushed that game. It doesn't take a long time to play, but it's considered one of the best in the series. Turn around, and the game they were making at the exact same time as two... Brotherhood and Revelations, Assassin's Creed 3, not great. Fun, I still love it, not great.
Breath of the Wild took 5 years.
Let me retort that, Tanner, with a quote from a classic game that took 10 years to make. Eat shit and die.
Now, to be fair, for that purpose, though, that was not a development time thing. It did not take 10 years to make Duke Nukem Forever. It took 10 years to get Duke Nukem Forever on the...
Yes.
Steel. It took 10 years to get it onto the shelf. That was the problem. The game was made in 2011. Took that long to get it.
Yeah. It was made in 2011, but I watched a very good little documentary on that game a couple of weeks ago, and they showed there were like four different versions of Duke Nukem that they presented over the years, and each time it was a whole new engine, because as the time for development took so long, they had to change engines constantly, and then you got what you got in the end. Now, Cyberpunk was kind of the same. Caleb's talking about Cyberpunk in the chat. That was made for the original Xbox One and PS4, which is ironic because you know what it doesn't play on? The original Xbox One and PS4.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to love Cyberpunk because it's so cool as a concept. But
Cyberpunk is like the movie Prometheus. Every time you see it on the screen, you're like, oh, that's so good, but it's not.
I liked Prometheus.
I mean... I don't know about all that. Like, I loved it when I was... Okay, have you played it all the way through, though? Because I played it and finished it.
I want to play the story. I want to beat the story because it does not give me the open world alive feeling that I was hoping for because it's all very scripted.
A to B to C to D to E.
But the storyline legitimately had me interested, and I want to know what happens. Yeah. So... And like isn't that what RPG is supposed to be?
When I was actively playing it, I loved it. Once I finally settled on a character concept that I liked and the way that I wanted to play it, I really loved it. But as I told you, the only my problem with it was as an RPG like that, when it was over, I had no desire to go back to it. As soon as I finished the story and I knew I had done everything I needed to do, I was looking around the world going, there's nothing else for me to do here. Now, I can't remember the last time I finished a game that big, that expansive, with that intense of a story, and didn't want to live in that world. I told you before, when I finished Red Dead 2 the first time and finished the story on that, I wasn't playing the online at that time. Sarah had to drag me away for like 2 weeks or so. I was still just going back and playing and just running around and finding like secret stuff that was hit. I was looking up guys like, all right, where do I need to go on the map to see what this thing looks like? And then as soon as we started playing the online, I was hooked again instantly because that world is just so cool to go and be a part of. It's so alive. Skyrim, I think, is a good example of that, too. I can't vouch for that one personally, but she can. But Cyberpunk just didn't have it when it was over.
I started playing Watch Dogs Legion. And then Cyberpunk came out. So I actually gave up on Watch Dogs Legion briefly to start at Cyberpunk, but I went right back to Watch Dogs Legion and I played through that entire game and beat it. And I didn't want to stop playing that game. I was addicted to that game. I had to pull myself away from it.
Go back and play it.
I need to go back and play it because I haven't played any of the DLC. But the problem
is... Right now's a good time.
Well, no, it's a horrible time because now we're just playing Red Dead all the time. And like, I'm addicted to the cycle. Literally all we do is we get on, we smoke cigarettes, we go,
I'm sorry. Oh. I can't remember the last time you didn't have a great job or you didn't have a great time taking a trip to Flavor Country.
Flavor Country. It's a big country.
I'm reasonably sure.
It's a big country.
It's a big country.
But we do the same thing every night, and like, I'm not bored of it. So it's hard for me to peel myself away from Red Dead at the moment. So, you know, this beta for New World just started today, and I want to play it. But like, I know once the show's over, I'm going to go get Lindsay.
I can actually like jump on Red Dead with you guys and play to the end of the night where you guys actually get into the shenanigans I truly enjoy.
We know.
New World's one I definitely want to play.
Yeah, I'm going to play that tonight after all of the stuff.
Doesn't that one hold like 4 to 6 people?
Is it open beta? No. It's PC. It's PC.
It's open beta.
It's open beta starting today or yesterday, and it is full MMO. It's World of Warcraft, but set in the New World.
Remember when me and you were talking about like what's going to happen to Warcraft as far as who's going to like...
It's like not
dethrone
this.
Them.
It's not this.
No, but it's you can see people already vying for that crown.
Well, people have been vying for that crown forever, man, and no one got close.
Been shot in the balls.
He shot himself in the balls. That's the only way. Yeah,
he pointed down and was like, "Let me shoot my own shit off."
I started playing Final Fantasy 14 again. He shot his little dick off. I started playing 14 again, and it's so overwhelmingly big. I quit almost 10 minutes into it. Final Fantasy 14. Because I have it installed on my PC and I have it installed on my PS4, so I can play it, you know, back and forth.
See, what we need is a proper like cross platform, up to 6 kind of like a game that we can all like get in on. That's not like you said, like Red Dead's good.
It is,
but like even I'm starting to kind of lose some flavor on it myself. Like it is redundant and. There's only so many like running horses hit the thing, fly over.
I never get tired of that. Never get tired of that. I get angry every time. What I've come to discover is that all video games are redundant, and maybe that's
I don't mean that to
break your argument because you're right. Red Dead is just the same thing over and over again. We do, but like maybe I'm getting old enough now where I'm losing my interest in games again because there was a period last year for about seven months from the end of 2019. To about 3 months after my breakup where I wanted nothing to do with video games. I didn't want to play them. They bored me. I couldn't jump on anything and play. I got so bored. But now I've started to get back into them again. And since I don't work at a video game store anymore as much, I can actually play video games without having talked about them all fucking day. So I can enjoy Flavor Country again. But all
you and I have talked about this. So you've said this before that what we do is often less about the game itself.
Yes, and it's about us. It's about us. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't talk about redundant. We played Call of Duty every night, all night long for how many months? Like 6-7 months in a row.
That's what brought us all back together.
I mean, that was quite literally like
the same.
There was that weird like month where we just played zombies all the time. And even that was like, oh man, we died on round 8.
Yeah.
All right, cue it up again. Let's go. Let's get back in there.
I think my hang up that always kind of comes back when it comes I do Red Dead, the original Red Dead, I is beloved in my opinion. I love this one. But I think the piece that I always come back to is just its controls are just, I spend most of my time being frustrated at playing the game and enjoying the camaraderie in the game.
I think so, that's not just Red Dead though. That's Rockstar's engine. It's like Elder Scrolls.
They've had the same engine forever.
They need to switch their engines.
It is one of the most angering things I've ever fucking played.
Well, it's one of those things that I'm kind of glad that, because I don't have anywhere near that level of difficulty. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, that's weird that you got to press all this to get to where I want to go. But it's also a reason that I'm kind of glad we're just playing that, like we're not switching between Red Dead and other stuff, because when all I'm playing is Red Dead, it becomes second nature and I don't even have to think about it.
Like, yeah.
If I'm trying to do that and then play, like if I try to do that and then go play Call of Duty, I'd be screwed. Yeah. And like the brief time that we played, those couple of days that we played Sea of Thieves, you try to go from Red Dead to Sea of Thieves and it was like,
that was a different ballgame.
I'm just Ron Burgundy, or not Ron Burgundy, what's his name from Talladega Nights? I don't know what to do with my hands.
So, Battlefield. Battlefield.
You were having me like switch that emote the other day, and I felt like Freaky I had Bob. To have six fingers on both hands just to fucking change it.
Admittedly, at least when it's stuff like that, like you do it one time and you don't really have to mess with it all that often. Like you just do it and set it aside.
We used to go back and forth between Battlefield and Call of Duty, and in Battlefield, you press RB to knife. So when I got into, and I forget how it went, but all I know is that when I tried to, I went to Call of Duty and I tried to go knife somebody in the back, but the knife button or the button that I pressed because I thought I was playing Battlefield, instead I threw a grenade at the guy's back. Yeah, that's what it was. I hit RB and I just threw a grenade right at the guy's back.
When you said RB, yeah. I'm like, that's a grenade. I remember that specifically.
And I just chucked it at him and he looked, it's kind of like Bob last night. We were playing Red Dead and we're hunkered down in the saloon. And Bob sees the guy, the buckethead coming in the front. He pulls out his dynamite, and I'm like, I'm thinking, don't do it, because I've done this before. He tries to throw it at an angle at the guy, and it just hits the roof, falls right at his feet, and killed him. And it was hilarious.
You just hear him go, uh-oh. Up,
down.
Up.
Down permanently. I got to upload that video.
Can I talk about some infuriating gaming news for me?
Oh, I'm probably like the only one. Hunter, let me guess. Or Tanner, let me guess. Someone ate your sweet roll.
Is that the one that had the squirted cream on it?
Tanner, did you think about squirted cream when I was showing you that Kate Upton poster? Is that where you got that came from?
Cool whip.
He goes, mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You just hear that.
Pikachu's over his shoulder like, don't lie.
Yeah, Pikachu's going, no, man, no. What game are you talking about?
Get to the news, Tanner.
Tanner, tell us what's irritating.
What's grinding your gears?
What really grinds my gears?
So, I'm an Assassin's Creed fan.
What?
I want to give him all the money.
My shock face.
I can't tell if he's trying to show off his Betty White poster or his RuneScape tattoo. I can't tell what he was trying to
do. But the tattoo says Betty White, too.
Jen, I just need you to send that GIF of the semi-truck that you posted yesterday.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so I want to give Ubisoft all my money for Assassin's Creed, right?
And you do frequently. And
I do. Say, what do you mean you want to?
Oh,
it's already happening.
I want to continue.
Like Shannon when he pays for Call of Duty.
I do that too.
I like microtransactions.
So anyway,
you like macro transactions, man.
Yeah, Tanner.
Anyway. I collect the steelbook cases. I like them. They're all very pretty. Apparently Ubisoft, and I thought this was just a rumor, but I'm looking at the website right now. They've announced the next game. It's called Assassin's Creed Infinity. The goal being that when it releases, they're not going to release any more games. They're just
update it. Content for this game. It's a service game, like live it. Service game. Yeah.
Tanner,
that's what Avengers is.
You should not.
I don't.
Yeah, that worked out. You can play as all those famous Avengers like Kate Bishop.
Spider-Man coming soon. Only on PlayStation. Only on PlayStation. PlayStation exclusive hero. Spider-Man. Fuck off with that noise.
No one will be playing the game by the time he comes out.
No.
There's no way.
No one's playing it now.
That's the issue I'm worried about with this. It's going to get to the point where no one's going to want to pay for the additional content for a game they've owned for 5 years.
Well, if the content's good, I will. Look at World of Warcraft. We played World of Warcraft for, 15 years, Kaz? Because they kept putting content out that was fun. Until Shadowlands, which wasn't fun.
They consistently updated stuff, though. Like, this isn't going to... I got a feeling this isn't going to be a consistent update.
I'm still concerned about... Or I'm still wondering what his quarrel is here.
I think he's saying that he wants to buy a standard Assassin's Creed game every year.
What was all that talk about the steelbooks then?
Well, this is where Halo was coming in.
Because we're not going to be getting any more steelbooks.
You're not getting any releases. You're just getting one game, and then they're updating it constantly.
Oh. Yeah. That felt like two very different arguments. Yeah. And I was like, where would going.
Yeah, well, that's because
notice also Halo's calling themselves Halo Infinite too. A lot of Infinity floating around out there nowadays.
Well, they learned that they can get more than $60 out of a game.
Yeah, live service. Sell it. Yeah,
live service. You can get $1,000 out of a game.
Except you're only getting. Well, I mean, you're getting Game Pass money. I don't know what cut they get of that, but.
For that specifically, but not for like Assassin's Creed or once they figured out and Call of Duty,
you still have to pay for the skins and shit like that.
Yeah, I was like, Call of Duty's got it down to a T. Like you
have to.
You
have well, to no, but
sell here's it the thing, $60 and then you make thousands of dollars worth of DLC that people buy. You make so much money.
60% of their people is a handful of people that pay a shit ton, and everybody else are just kind of part of it that builds it up.
So
how long is it before Call of Duty goes to that? Like Call of Duty Infinite has got
Warzone
right around the corner.
It already is Warzone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is, but Warzone's not free. You still have to pay for it, right?
No,
completely free. Completely free.
It's completely like 100% free.
I could download it on my PC Halo right now and play without paying a penny.
Yep. That's why Halo was decided. I'm just going to do that because it works.
But the difference is that.
But it's not
Warzone.
It's Warzone.
Exactly. Warzone is strictly a battle royale.
Sucks.
It's not. Yeah, it really does.
That is correct.
But I agree with you. At some point, they will release a free-to-play Call of Duty game, and I think so will EA with Madden and NHL. They're going to sell these games, and then they're just going to sell the Ultimate Team shit. They're going to sell DLC shit. Yeah, and make a killing on it.
Why wouldn't they? You don't have to deal with cartridges anymore. You don't have to deal with CDs anymore. Like, why wouldn't you? Like, the video game systems are now coming in two flavors, no disc or disc.
Right.
So, like, I mean... The next release, PS6, sometime 40 years from now, whatever the fuck it ends up being, there won't even be that. It'll just be cloud, period. Or if they even have a system. And the way that games are going, like, let's be fair on this. Games have been $60 a piece for a long time.
Now they're 70.
Since we're set. Okay, so in 30 years, games have went up 10 bucks. Technically on the purchase. Obviously, it's time for a new mechanism, a new system. That's what's naturally going to play. And they see that if they can take these 10% of their players that are willing to spend 300% more than the rest of them, there's their cash cow. All they need is to hold on to that 10% of people that are willing to spend $500 in the lifespan of that game or $1,000 in the lifespan of that game. Boom, their bills are paid.
There's a reason that MMOs so often now go free to play immediately. And then you just buy cosmetics because that's
buy shit inside.
Other than World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy 14 are like some of the only MMOs that survive on that classic purchase and then pay monthly system. Everything else is either you buy it once and that's it, or you don't buy it at all and you just pay for whatever you know that you want. Today,
Fortnite.
I was just about to mention this. I don't know if you guys saw this today, but today Judge ruled in favor of Epic Games and Fortnite. They say that Apple cannot prevent or cannot make people purchase stuff through their app for the 30% that goes to Apple. So Fortnite just won a huge battle. Yeah, that's going to get
kinda
crazy. Yeah.
But like the whole Apple ecosystem is about to get Androidified.
Which is good. I'm like, I was never on Apple's side because they are shady. And the way that they do it is taking money from it. I hate Epic Games for Fortnite. So I wanted them to lose on principle.
But I will say this, like, I agree with you because like 30% and just keeping one singular path of payment and so forth and keeping that like closed garden is bullshit. But there are some caveats to that, that Android deals with on a constant, that PC deals with on a constant, is phishing and major malware and major identity theft and major fucking theft of money.
Gold sellers.
If you go online and or you go to your phone and you're an Apple user, for instance, or what have you, right now you just go through the system. It's secured. It's hella secure. And you know that your money's going to end up on the other side. However they deal with it is a different argument. But if you go to install Fortnite or whoever else just kind of happens to, you know, slot their video system in there, their game system, and it takes you to this website that's out of, you know, this country somewhere.
Calcutta.
Who knows where your gunny's going? And then they're going to get your credit card, and then that $5 game turns into a $5,000 identity crisis.
Yeah. No, you're right. There is a bonus to going through Apple. That's like, there's a lot
those
of
that don't want it. They go to Android. There you go. You don't want it. Go to Android.
You can buy video games through some sites. I won't say what they are because I don't trust them, but like you basically go there and you buy keys that are stolen for games from Steam and then you activate them on Steam. But there's a good chance that the keys you buy for dirt cheap are either going to not work because they're stolen and Steam recognizes it, or they do work. And then those people also have all your information now and will rob you.
Yep, exactly.
Gold selling in MMOs was a huge problem for the longest time, especially in games like World of Warcraft.
That's
because
about to rise hard.
Yeah. People would steal characters, log into the game, grind gold. This is mostly in, I think was it China? Is mostly
that's
in China.
That's how my account got banned.
Yeah.
And whenever I logged back in, it got stolen.
They'll go there and they'll grind and then they'll sell people gold through the game, or they'll sell levels. And what they do is you give them your login info, you pay them, and they will play for you and grind the levels. And then they steal everything that you've got because it's a scam. But people kept falling for that shit. Yeah, it's terrible. Like, people are dumb. I don't know why people are so dumb. People are dumb.
And that's and that is what I would say is like the minor argument against the situation is, in some ways, Apple kind of like saved idiots from themselves, you know, in that regard. And, you know, that can be argued either way. And I'm absolutely agreed on both sides. But it's definitely going to open up some problems that people, it's going to open up a Pandora's box that people I don't think are prepared for right now, especially Apple phone owners.
I think it's the same kind of people that if I go through my spam messages, my spam emails right now, I've got about 7 of them from Morrison's at Shopper telling me that I've been chosen to claim your prize. And then it expires in 50 minutes. So I guess I better hurry.
Man, you got to go now. Yeah. You gotta claim that prize. What do they just need? Like your CVV? That's not even that big a deal. I can probably guess it right now. 267 349 004.
That's just 2 debit cards and a credit card.
At least one of those was it. Did you see that look?
I
look like those raccoons on the feed last night.
I've also gotten about 50 different offers for package management. I got one right here. It pays 4,000.
Clarify that word again. Define that first word again.
Basically, they will send packages to my home, and then I'll ship it out for other people. $4,000 a week.
What I thought we were talking about.
Here's a description of it. I think. Fuck. Hello. A renewed function for Parcel Warden for our supply and community has just been released. Our comradeship offers a very fair money and instructional course to set thou as a team member of our company's increasing an intensely effectual association. We saw thy contact channels inside of the Career Builder online locality and find that UR knowledge can be potentially interesting in the association. Supposing you're shiver about our business appointment, please do not hesitate to give an email to our team so our comradeship's staff headmasters can be able to recount you above features of the work. That sounds good.
That's
legit.
So
that's solid.
That definitely came from king.arthur at guinevere.com, right? How did you get an email from the round table? Like, what the
hell? Presented bidding is only for men that can run from within their doors.
What? Well, it sounds like a few right now. If one of you bastards doesn't make sure that that ends up on my tombstone, I'm going to haunt every single one of you. That's what I want etched in.
Wait, hold on. It goes on. You all will be an unimpeachable option for said function if ye are a new mommy, an undergraduate of distant way of schooling.
I thought it was only men.
Ex-service, invalid man or woman, or the human which objects against the need to go out of building for labor.
Tag yourself. I'm invalid man or woman.
This
absolutely sounds like something I would screenshot and send to you guys and make you tag yourself.
Sounds like the beginning of a skit.
It also asks, are you touched by this offer? Then feel free to write our camaraderie via email.
Camaraderie.
Add your first and last name and your house location.
What? Latitude 34.989-3256 by longitude.
I've got an email from a lady who's apparently got ovarian cancer, but wants to has no family and wants to leave me her $11 million her husband left her.
That's a good deal. Ooh, that's a good deal. Good
deal. You better take that.
Is she hot?
Dear friend, I am glad to know you, but God knows you better, and he knows why he has directed me to you at this point in time. So do not be surprised at all. Do not be surprised at all.
Do not be surprised.
Don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised.
Oh, surprise.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah, it's still going on.
My name is Miss Dinah Howley McKenna.
She's a good woman.
That sounds real.
She's a good woman.
That's definitely a real person.
It's definitely real. Look, when someone with ovarian cancer is asking for your help, and all you got to do is give her your bank information so she can give you the money.
That's just so she can give you the money.
Just so she can give you the money.
Gotta go. The state's going to take it otherwise, Tanner.
Having known my present health status, I decided to entrust this fund to you, believing that you will utilize it in a way I'm going to instruct herein.
Well, yeah, because if anybody else gets that money, you know they're not. I mean, how many birthday hat Pikachus do you think they're going to buy with that money?
God, zero. Those
the answer awesome. Is zero.
Do they put anything in there that says, like, thy or thou or invalid? Like an invalid woman?
Therefore, I need you to assist me and reclaim this money and use it for charity works, for orphanages, and give justice to and help to the poor, needy, and to promote words of God and effort that the house of God will be maintained, says the Lord, Jeremiah 22:15-16.
Yeah.
They ain't even American. Yeah, they don't know Jesus.
Well, he wore the sleeveless American flag shirt.
Good.
Jeans and sandals.
Do you see that?
Like a pure American.
I'm going to need to get that gif.
On his hip.
I need to get the gif of that truck. So whenever Tanner says things like that, I just pop it up in my window. Just Jesus Christ. Driving by. All right. Well, that'll probably do it for the evening.
That's going to do it for us.
That's a good. Did you get that money yet? That old bitch die yet?
Not yet, no.
Ah. Tell Jesus to hurry up.
We're going to sit and wait until it happens.
We're going to wait right here.
I kind of want one of those Pikachus, man.
Oh, shut the front door. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us tonight. We're going to get out of here. I got to go pick up the horse and bring it to the water. I want to thank Hunter.
Well, you can't make it drink, Shannon.
I can't make it drink.
Whatever happens, you can't do it.
Michaela just said she will tomorrow. It sounds like Michaela knows, like, she's going to make it happen. What? She's going to die tomorrow, and I think Michaela's going to take care of it. Tanner, you need to...
Betty White flag coming for you.
Tanner, you need to message Michaela and see what the rate is for her murder. Anyway, let this episode get out.
It's got to be 3.5% or better.
I want to thank Tanner and Hunter and Kaz and Betty White crossing the Delaware for being on the show tonight. I want to thank Gina Garrett for saying goodnight. Thanks, Gina. Thank you, Michaela and Brian and Caleb and everyone else that joined us in the chat tonight. You guys have a great evening. We're going to be back on Monday with an all-new Nerd Up with Jesse Kimball, probably. Until then, the stables are closed. Hunter, take us out.
Later, y'all.